Good morning. Today is June the 22nd, 2026, Monday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, open your Bibles with me to the book of Psalm, Psalm chapter 34. We'd like to share a few verses with you, beginning this morning in verse number 13. The word says, "Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are towards the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against evildoers to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears, delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned." In verse 22, "The Lord redeemed the soul of his servants, and none of those who take refuge in him will be condemned." May the Lord this morning bless the reading of his word. Beloved, this morning these words and these verses that I have just read in your hearing are the words of David. David going through another trial in his life, just as you and I today may have trials before us that we don't even know about. Verse number 13 begins, "We need to be sure that our lips and our tongue and even our hearts are away from those of deceit and evilness." We need to be sure, beloved, that everything that we think, our thoughts, our actions, our ways, and the life that we live, may it be towards God's will and God's way and not towards anything of evil that would cause deceit in anyone, especially in our own heart this morning. Verse 14 gives us that confirmation. It says, "Depart from evil and do good and seek peace and pursue it." You know, it's one thing to say from our lips that we have peace, but it's another thing, beloved, to know that deep, deep down inside our spirit, we have no peace. You know, many times I share messages at some of the local rest assisted care homes. One of the things that I notice from the hearts of the people that share with me privately is that they don't have the peace in their heart any longer. Now that their loved one has passed away, their husband, their family maybe, their children, maybe their mom or dad, and they just kind of exist. But you know, I always share with them so quickly to keep their eyes on the Lord, keep their eyes on the things that God has called them from the beginning of their salvation to do. Be about God's work. Keep your eyes focused on the things of the Lord, the things of heaven, so that God may always honor him. God may always bless what you do. Verse 15 tells us, "The eyes of the Lord are towards the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry." What a very affirming and what a very comforting verse that God gives us here, so that we can know, as David knew, that we need to keep our eyes and our hearts focused on the things of God. It says here that God's will and God's ears and the eyes even of the Lord are upon and towards the righteous. And his ears are open to their cry. Many times I know in my life going through valleys, and I'm sure you as well today as listeners, we've been in valleys where we wondered, "God, where are you? God, where are you right now? Father, I need you so desperately in my life. Lord, I need you to help me. Lord, I need you to pull me and help me and guide me through this valley." And you know, it doesn't seem like it's long into the prayer I feel the comforting hands of God around me. Yes, thank God for that today, beloved, that we can have that assurance as believers today, that the eyes of the Lord are in the grace and his peace, and his ears are upon our cries and prayers. Verse number 16 tells us, "The face of the Lord is against evildoers to cut off the memory of them from the earth." We need to be sure that we keep our hearts clear. We need to be sure we keep our hearts cleansed and renewed, and not on the things of this earth, for this is not our home that we're just passing through as sojourners. You know, verse 17 says, "The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles." Oh, how many times have we cried upon the Lord's name? How many times in my own life, beloved, have I cried and asked God to help my family? How many times have I cried and asked the Lord God to save a loved one, to save a family member, to save a friend, to save a dear old saint that we know needs his touch at a time of life when all of his physical or her physical ailments seem to come against him at one time? We need to always be sure that we understand that what we seek after is the fullness and the will of God in everything of our life each day. You see, verse 18 says, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." What a powerful verse, what a powerful comforting word that we have here today from the Lord. You see, it says in verse number 22, "The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who take refuge in him will be condemned." I want to ask you a question this morning as God posed to me as I studied through this word and through this devotion today. Do you, in your heart today, do you feel the refuge in God? Do you have that refuge that God's word speaks of, that David writes? Do you have that refuge knowing that God is there and God is near you, just as he is near me this morning as I share this word? I would pray that you do. I would ask you right now, if you will, to bow your heads with me. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Let's just seek the Lord God to help us. Help each of us today as listeners. Help each of us today as God's people, as God's church. Help us to be what God would have us to be. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' precious, in his holy name, Father. Lord God, we thank you for these words today, Father, that you've given us through the pen of David. We would ask you, Father, today, just allow these choice words, Father, just to flow within us, God, today, that we need so much in our heart. We would ask you, Lord God, today, to just help each of us, Father, today, to do and to be more like you, Jesus. Father, we would ask you today to just allow us to have the strength and have the endurance, God, that we need so much. Father, we know in life it seems many times we're beaten up and it seems like the rains and the storms come against us and we're beaten back. But God, we can know this, that in your strength, Father, we're never defeated, as we need this day to trust in you. May God, you provide that strength to us. May you provide that strength to each one of us today, God, that seek you with our whole heart. May today, Father, as well, you bless each listener in a very special, a very profound way, in a way, God, that would always glorify, lift, and praise your name, Father. Lord, I pray today for those that are lost. I pray, God, that you would just speak to hearts and souls, God, today, even maybe through this very broadcast. May you just speak to them, Father, in a profound way. And God, may we be faithful to pray for those needs, that need of salvation, that need of sickness, that need of healing, Father. May we pray and be faithful, God, each day to pray for those needs. And Father, most of all, may we be faithful to always thank you, God, for what you do in our lives. May we always lift up holy hands of praise. And God, may we, as David penned, Lord, may we continue, Father, to look to you for the refuge that we need in our lives. Father, you are our refuge. Father, you are our hope. You are our peace. And God, you surely are our life everlasting. Father, may today you bless each and every one that listens. May you lift them. May you encourage them. And God, may you pour out your grace of love and peace upon each. Father, we're thankful and we praise you, Father, today for just being with us today and this morning. Have your right of way and have your will and your peace in our hearts. For we come today and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm.